Plays and books.
Welcome all to VG Times 3. I'm your host, Rise Like Phoenix. With me, as always, Max Barracuda.
Hello.
Giant Shock.
What's up?
In the news, we're going to be doing a little Nintendo. Is showing signs of life. We have another death in the gaming community, although saying he's in the gaming community is a little bit of a stretch, but we'll see how that goes. And how much are you willing to pay for a special edition game? Tonight, as promised, I am going to be tweaking the show a little bit. We're going to start going over what's out this week. This is the week, February 15th to February 21st, year of our Lord, 2016. Now this week on PS4, let me see what we got. Street Fighter V for PS4 and PC. No Xbox. Wasn't invited to the party.
Blows.
But Xbox does, however, have that sweet Q-bert everyone was looking for.
Is it going to come out for Xbox or just not yet?
I don't think it is. I mean, I remember last time Spider-Man... Amazing Spider-Man 2, I was all butthurt because it wasn't coming out on Xbox, and then it just did because it was a Sony property and they were just not playing well.
Yeah, and this seems like such a big title to not include.
I don't know why they would do it.
Yeah, the last one was cross-platform.
It was. This is the first one specific. This is the first game I can actually remember just specifically not coming to one platform, unless it's Nintendo, but Nintendo's its own deal, really.
Yeah.
For Wii U, we have Minecraft Story Mode, Episode 1.
That's a telltale game.
Mm-hmm. Yep, telltale. Going at that. 3DS, we have Final Fantasy Explorers, Xbox 360, Nothing at All Month. PS3, Legends of Heroes, Trail of Cold Steel, and that's about it for this week. Next week's going to be a big week with Far Cry Primal.
Hell yeah.
I'll be looking forward to that. What are you guys playing this week?
What do you think?
Yeah, same thing as I'm playing. Giant Chuck, what are you playing?
I was playing some more of the old same, but there was a new update for Rick and Morty. There was a couple more little side missions. You got to use some of the things that you made in the game, the items.
The Pocket Mortys?
Yeah, the Pocket Mortys, where you never got to use before, and ended up beating that. I also learned how to better navigate the WWE game and make my own show. I learned a whole bunch of things that makes
sense. Was that always available and you just didn't really partake, or is that new?
The menu is hard to figure out in the WWE game. It's the new makers of it, the 2K people. I'm not positive who runs that, but it's 2K. They took over from THQ and they overhauled everything, and it's hard to like use a lot of the menus now because. Where I for the last decade I was doing things.
I hate it when that happens. Mm-hmm. Arkham City, crappiest Batman game.
Yeah, so it took a while for me to figure out how to do the things I was doing, but they actually did take a lot of things out, so it's starting to get back to where it was.
All right, well,
real quick, I don't want to gloss over that. Mm-hmm. Arkham City, worst Batman game?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What do you think?
Not worst. Not even worst Arkham game.
Worst Arkham game. Worst Arkham games.
I'm sure there's some Nintendo.
No, Origins was a good story.
The Arkham City was great.
The Nintendo Batman game was awful, man. The one for the movie.
Well, he clarified as Arkham. Games. Arkham Origins, man. That game was gameplay.
What's your least favorite out of?
To tell you the truth, I meant Arkham Origins. Arkham Origins was the one done by WB Montreal.
That's what I'm saying. Mm.
Yeah, they were the one done by a different studio.
Without the good voice actors.
Right.
Sorry, we tried our best.
Troy Baker instead of Mark Hamill. Mm-hmm. Who was okay?
Troy Baker.
I caught him on an interview talking about how he brought his own thing to the character, and the one gripe I had about it is, no, you didn't. It sounded bold.
It was a Mark Hamill impression.
It was.
The whole thing.
So, anyway... This week we're going to start off, instead of just saying what we're doing, we're going to give a little tip out there. I like that. It's old school. It reminds me of the mags. So what do you got, Giant Chuck? What's your tip for either Rick and Morty or WB or WWF?
Well, two tips for Rick and Morty. One, if you get the egg Morty, if you raise it to level 20, that becomes the one true Morty.
So it's like Togepi.
Yeah.
Egg Morty.
Yes.
I may have one of them.
I got it from the, I think it was the first time I put the ticket in.
To the blips and chips.
It gives me that.
Okay.
And I tried using it and it did dick and I was like, fuck it. But there's, you can buy items to level up your guys without them actually fighting. If you just do that to level 20, it becomes the one true Morty, which is one of the, it's the highest Morty you can get.
It's a legendary
Morty. It's a legendary Morty.
Okay.
So that, and also if you take all the regular shirted Mortys, they're all the colors of the rainbow, like Roy G. Biv. And you keep fighting with them, leveling them up, and then you combine them together. You get like the ultimate Morty.
Now, did you find that out by accident? Yes. Or you?
I can corroborate awesome. That because of a very excited text message. Look at my fucking Morty.
Yeah, because my best Morty was like 23, and then I combined all my Mortys, and it was like a 78. I was like, game's over. Slapping other Rick's Mortys all over the place. Yeah.
You just caught yourself a Mew.
All right, well, for people who haven't caught on, Max and I are both still playing Fallout 4.
That we are.
Next week, I will be playing XCOM 2. I have been downloading it over the course of the week since it's my Xbox One, and it should be done by tomorrow night. I know we've talked about it too much at this point, but the new tip system is here.
Get a new game. Make me.
And the tip, from me at least, is that I feel that people lean too heavy on the Rad-X. I feel that the doctors aren't utilized enough. You know, there came a point where I was running around just ratted up. You know, half the power's gone, and I just didn't think of going to a doctor. I'm just like, I gotta find Rad-X. I gotta buy Rad-X, and you just don't think about it.
40 caps will clear that right up.
Because I'm used to that RPG mentality, that Phoenix Down mentality to just hold on to
save
it.
Save all your shit.
Yeah.
Save too much shit.
You got any tips for Fallout 4 players out there?
I do. A little different than... This just came to me. I don't know if you know this. When you're hacking a terminal, a way to make it way easier.
Everybody listen to this.
And I played through Fallout 3 and New Vegas without realizing this. But when you're going through the code to pick your passwords, find parentheses. Occasionally you'll find a group of letters blocked out by a parenthesis and it'll select the whole line.
Okay.
Make sure to select that. It'll drop out... It'll either drop out a password that doesn't work, one of the duds, or it'll reset your amount of tries that you get.
See, I didn't know that either.
It's the most helpful thing.
Reset tries is at least worth it.
Oh, by the time I did one today where I was doing an expert terminal, by the time I went through and got all the parentheses, there was only one word left. Made it super quick.
I love it.
Super easy.
I love that tip. I love giving tips. It feels old school. It feels game players are...
Well, we grew up in an era where you'd run to your mailbox, for an entire week, once a month, being like, "Where's my Game Pro?
Where's my Nintendo Power?"
Yeah. I would rip to about the fifth page of Game Players for the player art, the art that was sent in, and then I would rip to the back page for all the tips, and then that was basically it.
Yeah, I was that kid who had a Nintendo Power subscription, wrote in all the time, and drew on the envelope.
I used to love the envelope art.
It got featured in a Game Pro once. It was the best.
It was nice. Pre-internet, so like that's where you went to get the information. So I used magazines a lot to see what was coming out for the year. Like I remember reading Nintendo Power, the Super Nintendo was coming out, and I was like, I've never been through a generational of games before. So I was like, I have a Nintendo. What do you mean a Super one's coming out?
Mario on Yoshi was on the cover.
Yeah, I was like, what? And then you got that Super Nintendo, and Mario World was one of the best games I've ever played. Man, it was great.
I got a pleasant memory of that, too, where... Ryze, do me a favor. Put on Bruce Springsteen's Glory Days when you edit this.
Okay.
But I got that magazine for my birthday, and I was super bummed that I only got a magazine for my birthday. It's my parents' way of saying, we got you the Super Nintendo.
Oh, I got you.
Waiting for it to show up.
As soon as we get a 3D printer,
I think I got a Game Players one year for Christmas or my birthday or something, and that was my mom's way of saying, I got a free mag subscription from the supermarket.
It came with an Entertainment Weekly.
Speaking of new Nintendos, we'll be talking about that later. But last week, we had a debate about new Nintendos, and Johnny Jock felt bad. He was a bit harsh on the old buddy.
Yeah, man. I was especially harsh. All day, I was me and Pete had switched it to make it at the last minute. But all day, I was like, yeah, man, fuck Nintendo. I'm going to get this good argument going. And I felt bad because, we all love Nintendo. We all grew up loving Nintendo. And I want to try to make like a commercial here. I made a commercial here to try to bring it back to our generation and get us back playing it. So
yeah, I felt bad too. It's like talking shit about maybe not your father, your grandfather.
Yeah, he was in World War II. All right, so here's how they can maybe get our generation back in these commercials. It's been 30 years since the Nintendo Entertainment System was released. A lot has changed since then. 2D became 3D. SD became HD. Cartridges went to CD. CD then dissipated into digital. And we all grew up and forgot why we love video games. Well, in the near future, Nintendo will release the NX. And Nintendo would like to invite you back home to become a kid again and remember why we all love video games in the first place.
Let's go!
All of your old friends are here, and we're waiting to have another adventure with you. So come on in, and let's play.
Beautiful.
Yeah, man.
I love it.
Brings a tear to your eye.
If you actually did see commercial with all the visuals and stuff like that, like maybe like a young kid playing in the 80s and stuff like that, man, I would get me back there. At least
I'd be into it.
I would get home, plug it in, and be like, what did I do?
Kids yeah. Got a power glove on, sit next to a Rob.
I love
Rob the robot.
I love Nintendo, and they have been responsible for a lot of cool plastic in my life.
A lot of plastic, a lot of peripherals,
a lot of crappy plastic too.
Who, when they like became like a
Wii Zapper,
like a 10-year-old man, didn't cut their Nintendo gun the cord off and just be like, ping, ping, like, you know. Like,
oh, I blame that on Captain N.
I also cut the cord off my power glove because it was useless and dumb, and it just became my robot arm.
Look. At the heart of the power glove, it was flawed. It just didn't work.
Like, it was really just
no,
like
I was fooled by the movie
The
Wizard.
A snow glove with buttons.
Yeah.
It's like, yo,
a hockey glove with a keyboard attached.
But you know what? You always got to love how they try to think outside the box and try to bring you something you've never seen before.
Yeah. Doesn't always work, but it's always a good experiment.
Well, it's
Virtua Boy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? These things still make me smile because they suck so hard. Like, they're yeah. like
the trackpad.
The power.
I'm sure they appreciate that. Just make guys smile for sucking so hard with some stuff.
We all bought it, so that they're happy about that.
We did. Well, and you know what? Sometimes they paved the way. I mean, Mario Kart was unheard of bringing them over. Mm-hmm. And for every Mario Kart, we have a Mario spelling or a.
Mario spelling? That was a rough one. Yeah. Ally.
Or Mario Golf wasn't really that high.
Mario teaches typing. Or
yeah.
Mario is missing.
Mario DOS was the best.
Mario missing was Luigi's first one.
That's true.
A backslash a call.
All right. So that was beautiful, man. I really liked that.
Well, yeah, you're actually going to put it up on something, right?
Yeah, we got a new SoundCloud up, and the SoundCloud's not going to be for anything but our clips. I'm not going to put our show up. That's still going to stay on Podbean and iTunes, so preferably iTunes. That's what everyone listens to.
Are you going
to
put up all your old boss intros and clips that you had made in the previous
Yeah, show? The SoundCloud is going to be for all our little clips and skits and just stuff that I want to kind of either post on Facebook so people can listen to it, or if you want to go back and just have a good time and listen to our funny little skits and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Right now, it is at RL Phoenix Esquire at SoundCloud. Just type that in, and you'll find just our little hidden stuff, as well as a bunch of our clips from A-Squad.
Old school.
Now, thinking of Nintendo, we do have a bunch of... we do have a little bit of Nintendo news that I'd like to go over. We'll go over that first in the news. And let's get into it, gentlemen. I'm excited.
Heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Hit the B square!
Okay, well, everyone's pretty much familiar with the Microsoft Windows account. You know, you sign on, you got your Windows games on your computer, and it's also linked to your Xbox. Nintendo this week just launched the same thing. Nintendo's new cross-media system is live. And not doing much at this point, but you're going to want to sign on, I'm just telling everyone right now, to get your screen names. Get your names. You don't want anyone who's been hawking your name on Xbox for like a couple of years to go, oh, I want that to be my new handle on Nintendo.
Well, if I'm in there early, I'd, I would do a Nintendo specific one then, I think.
You think so? Yeah. I rise like Phoenix across the board. So but far, it's been
Captain
pretty good.
The Game Master, something like
although,
that.
Someone is going around New York State with Rise Like Phoenix vanity plates. I wasn't allowed to get those.
Was it Miss Rise Like Phoenix?
It was, yeah, it was Rise Like Phoenix. No, it wasn't. But jump on that. Jump on that. You can get the app on your phone right now. It is called the Miitomo, Miitomo.
Why would they go with a sensible name?
Is it Mii spelled Mii?
Yeah. Yeah, just so, yeah, yeah, the Miis. Yeah, you know, Nintendo Miis. Yes. Right now, you can kind of just design your character. It's a Mii, obviously, which I believe they should scrap at this point, but...
Yeah, the Mii is now a remnant of a dark time in Nintendo's history.
No, Xbox tried to copy him a couple years back.
The avatars.
Theirs were cool, though.
They were
a lot of licensed stuff. At you least, know, I had Spider-Man's outfit. I'm swinging around like Captain America or whatever, running through buildings.
Rolling through my Xbox Friends account and looking at the avatars, everyone kind of looked like my
friend. Giant Shox looks balls on like
yeah, him. Like shockingly.
Like he won a contest to get.
And they custom made it.
Like they custom made
like,
one.
Like the made a, like the kid who won the contest in South Park. His name said Alex on his t-shirt.
Yeah.
But like the Nintendo ones could be anybody. Doesn't make any sense.
They don't look very well?
No, they're so generic.
No.
They all look like South Park kids without the hats on. Like, you can't tell them apart.
See, I don't like that. Like, Xbox, our friend Mr. Dutch Guts, like, he had one of the, like, I was super into the avatars the second I saw his, and he had Stitch playing with him.
Yeah, they had a bunch of licensed stuff that was cooler.
Any movie that came out, pretty much. Well, but, you know, like a PG-13 movie came out, had like a...
Well, mine had Batman stuff and a lightsaber for a while.
I have to confess, I spent way more on my avatar than
your shit
have.
Changed a lot.
Like, I did.
It was like...
Whatever game I was playing is what I was wearing at that point.
At least once a month, you'd be doing something different, or you'd be totally...
Well, they started giving out free shit, too, for the...
I also liked how Xbox, when you unlock things in the game, you unlock new stuff for your avatar.
They
cool.
did it better. They just did it better. But
way better.
At this point, people might be wondering why. Why would you bother with your Nintendo account? But that's because the NX is coming out. Right. You know? We don't know what that is yet. We don't know what the online capabilities
are.
Does it
cost anything?
No, it's great.
Do we know, like, are they just scrapping the Wii U at this point?
They have...
And moving on.
Nintendo's great with supporting old systems, so I'm not going to say that it's totally worthless.
But is like Zelda Wii U still going to be Zelda Wii U? It's going to come out for that system, and I'm going to have to miss my first Zelda game because I don't want to buy that shit.
I mean, I can't confirm that, but
that's my fear.
You just wait like a little.
Wii U's coming out. Zelda Wii U, I guarantee, is coming out. They're not going to have a system without a Zelda.
Right after Zelda Wii U comes out, like the year after that, you'll be able to buy Wii U's pretty cheap.
You're right. Wind Waker just came out for Wii U, so they keep pumping them.
They
out.
Do.
They're
and
a cash cow.
The Wind Waker was a
Majora's Mask
game.
Came out for DS.
My favorite Zelda, by the way, Wind Waker.
Wind Waker?
Yeah, you said that a couple times.
It was nice. It was different. I enjoy the ocean.
I love that game, to be fair. It's not my favorite Zelda. But it's up there.
It was different than the horse, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't need to ride a horse around as much.
I just don't care. Naponia. Super Nintendo, A Link to the Past is my favorite Zelda.
Ocarina.
Yeah. All right. We're all going to have to agree to disagree. Back into that death I was talking about. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia?
Scalia.
Antony Scalia.
Antonin Scalia. Which is, I hate the guy's name.
It's odd.
No, because his entire life must have been so frustrating. Antonin. Antony? Antonin. Anthony?
Is that a typo?
I mean, he doesn't have to go through it anymore. He passed away at 79. And
they wrote Anthony on his tombstone.
Yeah.
Regardless of his personal beliefs, I don't want to get into that. I'm not claiming he was a wonderful man or a bad man.
What, was he like a Nazi sympathizer? Like,
let's just say he wasn't a fan of a lot of minorities or people of different sexual orientation.
It seemed so with the voting. Let's put it that way. I don't want to get... into
very
it.
Conservative.
I will say he was 100% for the gamers. In the
some of them, at least.
Well, I mean, yeah. That's a blanket statement.
Unless you're like dudes.
In the landmark case in, what was it, 2011, Brown versus Entertainment Merchants of America, he did vote for us, saying that we are the same as any other freedom of speech. It was that case, I'm sure we all remember. Manhunt was prevalent. Grand Theft Auto was prevalent. Basically, it was a case against Rockstar, almost.
The Jack Thompson years where he was going after the video game.
You know, people gotta, like, just chill out and stop taking these crusades against the mediums like video games or
movies.
Well,
in this case, I could speak to this because I read a really long thing about it. But this guy, Jack Thompson, was using it as a platform to more gather fame than as a high horse. This was his...
So are you trying to tell me that he was about to like unload his next agenda? With he was just propelling himself with the video game?
Yes. He was
more or less...
a name for himself on the backs of video games. He made that his cause du jour.
Right.
And he went after games without knowing anything about them, and it proved to be his downfall. Basically, he went down for like perjury because he knew nothing.
He was on the second step of the money, power, respect. You know? He was...
first in America.
Right, right. He was Little Kimmin. Right into the...
She didn't rat.
But you got to give him big props for that, at least, for standing his ground on video games. So we give you a salute based on video game love alone.
I'll give the decision a salute. I don't know. This guy sounds iffy. Good riddance.
A bit sinister.
Newest resident in hell, Anthony Salina.
The guy we went to high school with?
Yo, man, he piggybacked on the other guy.
He was his Antonin Scalia's biggest supporter, Anthony Salina.
You know, I agree with this Scalia guy. He's got a good name.
And last story I wanted to go over before we go into the segments. I know we have a bunch of new segments, which I love having, and I don't know how long they're going to go. But hopefully this one gets a discussion. How much are you willing to pay for a special edition? Dying Light last year started with Apocalypse Version, a $250,000 most expensive game ever, by the way. Special edition where you got a zombie-proof house in Poland.
Nice.
You got a bunch of other shit. You got some stuff signed and whatnot. It was the house. You were buying a house.
A house with a game in it.
Yeah, and it wasn't $250,000. It was 250,000 euros, which is around 300 and... high 300s.
It's not that much more.
Sure it is.
It's probably about like $350,000.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, whatever, man. Like,
did that sell?
Not that I know of. I tried looking that up if anybody bought it, but Dying every Light, article was
the
just
owner
about
of
that.
Dying Light, the creator of Dying Light, just have a house in Poland.
It must have sold because wait, this year the store.
Dying Light, was that game that took place in the hospital? Is that the game where you're running away from the psycho with the chainsaw?
No. That's the Evil Within.
Yeah. No, it's a zombie game.
Evil Within was...
Developer Techland this year has outdone themselves with a $10 million edition of...
I know who's going to
buy
this.
Dying Light the Following. What was that?
I bet I know who's going to buy this shit.
Martin Scorsese?
I was just going to say it.
He's just going to do it so no one else can have it?
That's his thing. He buys shit so you can't have it.
Yeah, but I think he'll let this one go.
I think he's having financial troubles now.
No way, man. He's starting beefs with Ghostface Killah.
Who cares?
He said he's just... No, but it's funny. He said he did a video with these like three guys and like ski masks behind him. He's like, yo, man, I'm going to erase you from the album, bro.
I saw that.
It's like,
he's a cartoon supervillain.
He'd be like, whatever. You can do whatever you want.
His
man.
Next step is to block out the sun like Mr. Burns.
Dude, how funny would it be if he released it to the masses for free but just cut out Ghostface?
I'd be okay with that.
It would be hilarious.
I have no respect for
him. Or he rapped over Ghostface.
If he took his lines, I would.
Word for word.
Everyone on Earth would be like, oh, that's messed up. He'd be like, well, how's he selling so many albums?
Yeah.
It'd be like NSYNC. They sold so much, but you never knew somebody who owned the album. Yeah.
I had one. I have them all.
All right. Yeah. All right. Good for you, man. Good for you coming out like that. Nice. Anyway, the new Dying Light special edition for the Following comes with a part in their new Dying Light movie as well as acting lessons.
Who was it directed by?
Uwe Boll.
It's a German for shitty movies.
He does now, one thing I like, and that's every year he has a boxing match with all his critics.
Does he?
Oh, he fights like an animal.
He's not. He's not really directing the movie. I was just joking around. He's swore off movies forever.
Good.
I think he retired.
Well, swore off him, man.
We swore off him. He's like, fine. I won't do any more.
Camera
movies.
Jumps out. The film jumps out the camera. It's like they sacrifice itself. All right.
Let's jump into the quiz this week. I'm super excited about this quiz because I didn't have to do it. I didn't have to do anything. And
it's a big load off your back.
It's a huge weight off my shoulders. As well as it sounds awesome. Let's see how this goes. Giant Shock did this one.
This is a test.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Test your
might. And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch nice.
controlling a test.
All right, guys. Dan, I'm sorry. Rise Like Phoenix always does a great job doing these quizzes. So I can't compete with him as far as the little bells and whistles, but I devised a way to play it. It could be a little bit of fun here. It's going to go RPG style because we're video game people. And the players, the contestants here are Rise Like Phoenix and Max Barracuda. They both start off with 6 hit points, and I'm going to start off with 11 hit points.
Shoddy Black Mage. Sorry.
All right. We got Rise Like Phoenix, the Black Mage.
Paladin.
Paladin Pete.
All right.
Max Barracuda, I mean. Paladin Barracuda. Basically, I have 11 hit points. The first contestant to get 11 hit points defeats me, wins. And if they fall to 0 hit points themselves, they lose. They could, block?
We can block.
If they,
we discussed this.
You lose points for answering questions wrong, equal to the points they're worth. And you could block, minusing only 1 point and skipping your answer. So, all right, guys, let's see how this works out.
Well, we start off with 6 hit points. You have 11 that we have to beat, though. We have to add up to 11 points,
to beat.
And you minus our points, right? First round is 1 point, second round is 2 points, third round is 3. And if we block...
Not rounds, levels.
Levels. And if we block, it means that we skip the thing, but we take an automatic 1 point loss.
Yes. All right, I did this last time. Let me see if this works out again. So,
Well, boss fight music.
Yeah. Taking the music.
All right, guys.
You trying to show me up? Is that...
No, I did it last time.
Because I like it.
In Metal Gear Solid, who is Solid Snake's brother? Max Barracuda?
Liquid Snake.
Liquid Snake.
The boys get 1 point. All right, guys. Question to you in level one.
Weren't they clones?
Technically, they were enfants terribles.
All right.
It got a little, you know, whatever. But
the whole thing, guys.
Like, what happened?
Wacky. Asking for sense in Metal Gear.
What happened to Meryl? Anyway, question two. Name all three versions of Squirtle. Obviously, giving you the first one.
Squirtle, Wartortle, Wartortoise.
Squirtle, Wartortle, Blastoise.
Rise, minus Ooh. One.
Wartortoise. Damn it.
All right, boys. What planet does Doom take place on?
Doom? Mars.
Mars. Mars.
Rise nodded.
Good audio.
It's like, go.
All right. So the end of round one, we have a score of 3-2. And Rise is down to 5 hit points with a sorry-ass war tortoise. And Max Barracuda is still at 6. All right, guys. Question's going to get a little tougher by each round. Level 2. Question 1. How many rows are there at the start of the Space Invaders game?
5.
5.
You both get 2. Alright, guys. Question 2, level 2. Rhys, Jericho, and Roland Kane are all characters from what game? Max Barracuda.
Names again, please?
Rhys, Jericho, and Roland Kane are all characters from what game?
That's two guys. Rhys, Jericho, Roland Kane?
No,
Rhys, it's three guys.
Comma, Rhys, oh. Jericho, comma, and Roland Kane.
Oh, I think I made it pretty clear I don't know, so I'm going to block.
I want to... say it's a Telltale game. I'll block, but was it Walking Dead Telltale?
It was Turok.
I was totally wrong.
I was actually going
they have weird names.
I was going Telltale too, because Tales from the Borderlands main character is Rhys.
Okay.
But I couldn't place the rest.
Alright, Rise. Question 3, level 2. Sega is short format for what?
Service games.
Service games.
You both are correct. All right, Pete. Rise is at 6. And Max is at 7. All right, last question, level 2. How many characters are there in the original Street Fighter 2? Max.
The original?
The original.
Not Turbo Edition?
The original one out of the box.
That would be playable characters?
Playable characters.
That would be eight.
Eight.
And that's another correct answer for both. We're going to move on to round three. We have Max Barracuda at a Gentleman's Nine. And Rise Like Phoenix right behind with eight.
That would that could have been a tough question, considering they released that game under 30 different titles.
And was it Rise Like Phoenix's hit points are at 4, and Max Barracuda is at 5. All right. The first two levels were easy, guys. Now we're going to get a little bit of the toughy questions. Let's see what happens. This is the last level. Each question is worth 3 points each.
Do we get any love? No.
Not this time. I put less questions
we
in.
We did a practice exam first.
Yeah. There's less questions this time.
You had to throw us a lifeline.
Yeah.
All right.
But I got it down this time, so. Okay. Question 1, level 3. In the N64 RPG Paper Mario, which party member does Mario get at Lava Lava Island? Max Barracuda.
How many hit points do I have?
You have 5.
And I need 1 to win.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you have 5. Yes.
Bowser.
Bowser.
Pass.
Okay, so that's three hit points left for Rise, and that's 2 hit points left for Pete for Max.
Was it the ghost?
It was Sushi.
Oh, okay. It's been a while since I played that one.
Mm-hmm.
N64.
Hmm.
Okay. Question number 2 in level 3. 3 points. If Max gets it right, he wins. What won the award for Game of the Year in 1998?
Right. I almost want to take a guess, but I don't want Max piggybacking for the win, so I'm going to pass.
All right. Rise Like Phoenix unfortunately had to go first and pass. So yeah. That's rough. He's down to 2 hit points. Max Barracuda.
I had to guess 2, but if I lose it...
Hey, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Winners get the glory.
I'm playing to win. 98?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the year of GoldenEye?
Was that...
Is that your answer?
Considering that face you just made, I don't know. Yeah, fuck it.
it was Ocarina of Time.
Ocarina of Time! I mentioned it earlier!
All right, so Max being the man goes down unfortunately. All right, so he is eliminated. It's just me and Rise now.
1-on-1.
1v1.
The white mage paladin is gone.
All right, question number 3, level 3. Nintendo is a Japanese word meaning what?
Leave luck to heaven.
That is correct. And that is 11. Oh no, why, Dan? Why? Why, Rise? Why? Anyway, Rise.
I like it.
Couldn't have done it without my partner.
Oh, little Church?
Churchill, the podcast pooch.
I mean, I was trying to give it to Max, but that's... Yeah.
You were petting him, so... And, like,
he's
looking
so
at him.
Cute. He's so cute. Johnny Shock had to bring his dog today. He got surgery.
The same
adorable
thing.
Little bulldog.
I enjoy the game.
I love it. I love the new game.
The sad part is if I blocked that one and then answered the next one.
Leave luck to heaven. I
knew
you
leave
got
luck
it.
To heaven.
Rise, yeah. Were you gonna guess Ocarina of Time? The question before. Be honest.
No
what
way.
Was your
I
guess?
Was gonna, my guess was gonna be for some reason Twisted Metal, which was
way worse.
At least I had
near.
The right system.
No, because I remember playing Twisted Metal in high school, but.
And Max. I want to say that GoldenEye was 1997.
I was off by a year?
2 years.
Just because the movie came out in 95, and that was one of the original games. It came out when I was in sophomore year.
Hey, man, I just had visions of high school.
All right, so let me just turn this off here. Yeah, it was a good quiz, guys.
I loved it.
You defeated me.
Now, Max, you wanted to do it next week, right?
Yeah, I'll take care of the same format. Mm-hmm.
I love the new format.
I may play with something, though.
Hey, all right,
just
you
expand,
tweak it?
See
you
if it works.
It?
If it doesn't, fine. But
mm-hmm. Hey, man, it's your quiz next week, man. It's all
anything new? Anything new? Mm-hmm. Speaking of new, we have a new format right after the game. It's kind of been a shit show. So what we're going to do is we're going to debut new segments every month, keep it for a month. If you love it, let us know. If you don't love it, whatever. You only got 3 more episodes. Deal with it.
Hmm. All right.
This month, we're going to be delving into the psyches of these two, as well as other video gamers. Hopefully, we can get guests on the show. I'm pretty sure we'll have Victor back next week, and we'll do that. What I'm going to do is word association. I'm going to say a word, and Max, you just yell out the first thing you think of. I have Giant Shock. Giant Shock can leave the room. He has left, and then we're going to compare them.
Okay.
So let me get my notepad. Dr. Phoenix, grabbing his pencil. You can lay down, make yourself comfortable, whatever you need.
I'm going to lay down on this couch, get psychoanalyzed.
All right, first thing that comes to your mind when I say... First two are going to be characters, by the way. Second one's weapons, third one's genres of games, and last four are going to be gamer terminology.
Okie doke.
All right, first thing that comes to your mind when I say Sonic the Hedgehog.
Speed.
Earthworm Jim.
Groovy.
When I say power up.
Mushroom.
When I say the word, hold on, let me write this. Shield.
Hylian.
Okay. And the genre of beat 'em up.
Streets of Rage.
The term RPG.
Final Fantasy.
Now we're going to gamer terminology. Lag.
Me. Bad internet connection.
Noob.
Me.
Bad internet connection.
Bad internet connection.
The word pwned.
Loser.
And the word glitching.
Assassin's Creed Unity.
Nice. Yeah, that's what we're all thinking at this point. All right.
Historic debate.
I'm going to ask you to leave the room.
Okay.
And Giant Shock, you want to get back in here? Very nice, very nice. I have a couple questions for you. First two, characters. Second two, weapons. Third set is genres. And the fourth set is terminology.
I'm ready to go, yeah.
When I say the words Sonic the Hedgehog.
Rings.
Earthworm Jim.
Plasma gun.
When I say power up.
The one up.
One up.
Like the mushroom.
I gotcha. No wrong answers, homie. When I say the word shield.
Noob.
Noob. All right. That'll be interesting later. When I say beat 'em up.
River City Ransom.
When I say RPG.
Final Fantasy VII.
Nice. When I say lag.
The worst.
When I say the word noob.
Bad player.
You don't think shield?
No, funny enough, I don't associate the word noob with shield.
But shield with noob.
Yeah, pussy ass. Right. Shield, we use the noobs.
The word pwned.
Getting murked.
And the word glitching.
Cheaters.
Cheaters. Mm-hmm. Cheaters. Now, what I find interesting about this, now, when we said Sonic the Hedgehog, Max Barracuda said fast, Giant Shock said rings. Now, fans of the show know Giant Shock is more of a online player, and Max Barracuda is a single mode titan. Now, he said fast, which is a mechanic of the character, and Giant Shock said rings, which is the objective of the game.
Gotta get them rings, yo.
Gotta get them. Mm. Gotta get that
he
objective.
He wakes up in the morning, he's like, got it. Rings ain't gonna get themselves.
Gotta go get those damn rings.
That's how you got fast in the first place.
Earthworm Jim. Max said groovy, which you hear when you complete the level, right? Groovy.
Groovy.
Right. Giant Shock, you said plasma, which plasma gun, which is his traditional weapon. Again, more of the online sense, which is interesting. It's interesting that you guys actually think this way. Power up, both of you said mushroom. Both of you were referring to Mario, I assume.
Classic.
You got to. You got to.
The glass power.
Shield.
That's
you said?
Hylian.
Hylian.
Which is the best shield in Zelda.
Of course. Of course. And Giant Shock, you said noobs. Only noobs carry shields.
Shields, invisibility, and rocket launchers running into the gulch.
I think that one speaks to our mentalities pretty clearly.
Yeah. Now, genres. Genres is interesting because you guys both named games. You just, which is cool. You know, you didn't think like, oh, Fist or anything like that when I said beat 'em up. Max Barracuda thought Streets of Rage. Classic. I think they're redoing it.
Are they?
Yeah. They're redoing it.
I used to play that with my brother.
A couple Sega games are free right now on Steam if anyone wants to pick them up.
Any of the ones they made in the last 10 years, probably they're all free.
No, they're older than that. No. And Johnny Shock, you said River City Ransom, which is a classic. Yeah, in my mind, I went to Bad Dudes. But
that was probably the first beat 'em up I played.
River City Ransom was great.
I think Bad Dudes was the first one I really like got into, played with a second player. And
I played
like
that at an arcade cabinet.
Narc was a shoot 'em up.
Yeah.
I felt that Bad Dudes, it was kind of almost like a platform game because you was like you basically had it was more about getting to the end of the board than just beating everyone up.
Yeah,
wasn't it? Also was a pro government propaganda.
Saving Nixon.
Yeah, are you a bad enough dude to save the president?
Dave, he's been kidnapped by.
Oh no, it was Reagan. You had the cheeseburger with Reagan at the end.
Yeah, you did.
You know what? If I ever save the president, I want a cheeseburger with him. At least.
Yeah.
At the very
bare
least.
Minimum.
Yeah, bare minimum, we have dinner.
RPG, you both said Final Fantasy.
Seven?
Classic.
I said he just blanket
said the series.
Term.
Final Fantasy. You yeah. said seven.
Seven is, I think...
probably the only one you really played, right?
Yeah, I'm not too into those games, but I feel that if you were to label one as the RPG game that got everyone into the genre... Final Fantasy VII got a whole generation of people into that game.
I would say so.
I think next week on the show, I'm going to have an online... You know what? Victor is a single-player guy.
He's an RPG guy.
Yeah, he's a real RPG guy, though. And I'm a real online guy. Maybe I'll have one of you guys... You know, I'll maybe have one of you guys ask us to get this... Because I'm liking this. I'm liking the dynamic. So we're going to move on to terminology. With lag, Max said himself... you said it's the worst. Definitely online lag is the worst. It's very, very frustrating. Why did you say yourself, Max?
Because, full disclosure, I have a basement apartment with poor internet.
Okay.
I remember the dawn of like really getting into multiplayer online games, and Gears of War was like the number one in Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. And the worst thing
Gears
in the world,
of War was host. People said host a lot. That was very
nice. Anytime anyone ever had a good game ever, they were accused of being the host. Like, oh, you made a sniper shot? What are you, the fucking host? Like, the other game, Call of Duty, both those games, when you had lag, the game is, like, unplayable, man. It's in the most, like, disheartening thing ever.
Lag is rough for online players because when you have it, it's terrible, but nobody wants to hear about it. I just don't want to hear about it. I know it sucks, but somebody goes lag, and it's such a blanket term used for just shitty play. To mass shitty play at this point, too. You can't trust it.
It's like getting beat up by a kid and running to cry to your mom. Like, oh, he beat me up. I'll throw you right back out there, man. And just like, fuck that kid up then.
Now I asked Noob next. And Max said himself again. And Giant Shock, you said the worst. Oh, no. Giant Shock, you said bad player. Now you went straight for the definition of noob.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's not like a Webster's dictionary word, so you associate immediately the actual meaning in your mind. Max, you went yourself because I assume you associate with online play and know that you're not an online player.
No, because I never play online, so by default.
You're not really a noob in single-player games.
No. Those were competitive.
No, I'm not even talking about that. Well, it was. Bulletstorm was kind of like that.
Look, my Fallout game is tight.
All right.
You know. I'm not playing Call of Duty or nothing.
Now, Pwned, Giant Shock, you went with Merked, which is just another definition again, a synonym, which is fine. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk a lot of shit online players, so you do say Pwned, Merked, Beat. You know, a bunch of words are synonymous with you lost.
I always felt online that the way you said it, it was really hurt, where you got like, yo, you got Pwned! Like, you're like,
Yeah, you can swing it like a hammer. And Max, you said loser.
That's kind of the definition, isn't it?
Pwned?
You get pwned, you're a loser.
Yeah, okay, I can see that. And last one, glitching. These were two different ones. You said cheater, Giant Shock.
There was, I mean, how many people got out of Mansion?
Mansion, Gears definitely in Gears of War 1.
Oh, shit, I didn't even put that together.
Some people...
That you can glitch out the map.
The weapon slide was considered
Halo,
a...
I forget the board, you could fly the Banshee up to nowhere and jump off and you could snipe people from...
Hang them high, you could do that.
Mm-hmm. It was like, you can get out of the level and just snipe people. It was stupid.
Yeah, yeah, Battlefield's got a bunch of glitchy spots, too.
Battlefield's glitched out, man.
Almost unplayable. Almost unplayable.
It's
Thank
like,
you,
it's like
EA.
Playing, it's like they made an Inception game, but didn't call it that.
Yeah, you're like, I'm over here now. Why?
Oh, no. They know that we're trying to incept, and the world's turning against me.
All right. And, Max, you said Assassin's Creed Unity for obvious reasons, I would think.
Released when it was broken. Could also say Arkham Knight for PC. But...
Arkham Knight for PC. You could go Halo Master Chief Edition. You go a bunch of games at this point.
That was one of the most disheartening things, buying that Halo Master Chief Edition on Xbox One and not being able to play it online. So it's basically it's just such a hunk of plastic.
Now, this is something we never had to deal with back then. Like, back in the day, is these fucking
GoldenEye
games shipping, but shipping utterly broken.
To be fair, though, like, the information that was on those cartridges, you could fit in your watch.
Maybe. Yeah, and it's much more intricate nowadays. Yeah.
It's true, but they used to also not release them if they didn't work.
If they sucked. Yeah,
you're in a no. I feel as far as the game designers, you're in a no-win situation. If you don't put it out fast enough, then people will be like, "Where's the game?" Like, you know,
I would.
And if you do put it out fast, they'll be like, "You didn't take your time."
Well, that's a future thought for a question of the week. Is
I think
what
we
would
had
you,
that right?
No, we did yearly franchises.
Yeah.
Do you like them? This is more. What are you more like, what's your gripe? Are you more like put out the game quick on time, or you like put out the game, even if we have to wait another year,
and it's. I would much rather that.
We did that
much
the
rather.
The
at
the
this
weeks, right?
point.
I guess a similar enough
yeah,
question.
At this point, Kingdom Hearts has to be perfect.
Oh, yeah.
And dude, the Last Guardian's got to be gorgeous.
No, it'll like, be a religious experience.
Yeah. The Kingdom Hearts can't live up to expectations at this point. They waited so long.
You know why it won't live up to expectations? Because the first one was innovative and awesome, and the second one was almost a carbon copy of the first one, just with easier modes. Like, they made the game easier.
Was there any on PS3 at all?
Yeah, that was the second one.
Second
one
was
on PS3.
PS3?
Right. Yes, yes.
I thought they skipped the whole generation.
No, they didn't. So now we're going to answer the question of the week last week. Then we're going to hit up a new question for everybody, and then we're going to end the show. And that's how we're going to do it. I'm liking the new format. Mm-hmm. Now, if anyone wants to partake in these mental games, I'm going to put up a couple of pictures online. I'm going to ask everybody to do the same, word association, and I will definitely read them on the show all month, if you have it. Anything on Facebook or the Twitters, I will be throwing up. So last week, we asked if there was a fantasy glitch, if you will, if there was just a little something you could add to an existing game, what would it be? Max, do you want to kick off yours?
That shocks her. I forgot mine.
Oh, yeah.
Well, one thing I think that any shooter game could add to make it way more playable.
So this is just a genre in general?
It's a genre.
Okay.
If it's a third-person shooter or first-person shooter, add the other mode in the game so that it's a completely different experience when you play it.
Yeah, Fallout does it now. It's great.
GTA, the new GTA 5
Xbox One.
It got a big
Xbox
breath
One.
Of life.
Xbox
when it went
One
to
has it on first-person shooter mode.
Yeah.
You got a big
breath of life.
I think
that.
Xbox 360, where you were able to do the car driving like that, but mm-hmm. not the actual running around and shooting up and punching.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah, yeah.
But I feel that gives it would give a game a whole new look and feel to it, where you may even prefer to play it one way or the other. Like, especially even in a multiplayer, where if you go to Gears of War, it could be kind of cooler to play it in a first-person shooter mode. You know, I mean, it's easier to aim.
That would almost be a time crisis with the hiding behind stuff and popping out, because Gears of War is a cover-based game.
I mean, I say Gears of War, it'd be super, like, you would know where you were at, because when you're running and they're doing the flips.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason why it's third-person, but I feel that it would add a little bit to the game.
Which one do you prefer in your games? I like third-person.
You know, I'm basing this on the games that they're connected to, but I prefer the third-person shooter. I mean, I think GTA, Gears of War, games like that, I think I have an easier time playing, and they're a little more fun than the first-person shooter. I do, though, like, first-person shooters, for whatever reason, just always has the better weapons. I feel that they take...
Well, because the scopes and whatnot, and it's really more of just the weapons.
Well, I feel that because you don't have to make the character in the screen, so... Okay. like they're like, all right, man, let's bolster the game. But since you're only looking at the gun, right. we have to bolster the cabinet of weapons you use.
Right. Shooting is always easier in first person anyway.
Yeah, because you're already in aim mode pretty much. Well, third person is like, you know, there's a little dot in the middle of the screen.
Third person's better for surveying the environment and taking
which is what I based
taking
on.
In the details.
Max, you remember yours?
Sort of. I guess off the idea of playing Fallout so much.
Okay.
I was watching some YouTube videos, and one of them came across of like the best mods.
Yeah,
I think that's the big
mods
gap between console gamers.
For us noobs, what do you mean by a mod?
People who actually modify the game. They create a mod.
It's more of a PC thing.
Yeah, they create graphic enhancements. Or
Grand Theft Auto's got huge amounts.
Huge amounts. Skyrim had huge amounts. Fallout's
Bethesda's just got huge amounts.
Giant amounts. I think it would be cool in a dream world to have a mod mode that lets you get into the code on a console. Like an editor mode. Where you could, and a sharing system where you could share mods with other people.
Oh, sure. I would like that.
I think that'd be cool. Because some of these mods are great. I mean, from super graphic overhauls to just simply when you're in first person, lowering the gun a couple inches so it doesn't look like when you're talking to someone that you're pointing a gun in their face.
Yeah.
It just looks like you're holding it low. Makes a little bit of an immersion difference.
Yeah, I would like to have a character editor whenever I want.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. All right, mine was specific. I got specific with my games. I do love the Arkham series, and I did very much love Maximum Carnage, and I would love, as a downloadable content, a little Justice League help like they had in Maximum Carnage, where you run around, you get your Superman. It could be a walkie-talkie or the Justice League button or something, and you press, and he comes, and he kicks a little ass for maybe a minute, helps you out.
Is this a specific game you have in mind that you like to see this instituted into?
Oh, yes, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Arkham game specifically, probably not Arkham Asylum, since it's tight, and having Superman run around those hallways.
Right, but Arkham Knight, that would be great.
Arkham Knight, it would be fantastic.
You got Superman just bust down a building.
Speaking of Maximum Carnage, I would love if they ported that into the new like HD'd up.
Carnage was in the new.
No, I mean that game. Just port that game, HD'd up, give it a little love, put a little stereo sound into it. Get back Green Jelly soundtrack.
I don't know what you Green Jelly's doing nowadays.
Nothing.
I saw them a few years ago.
Did you?
On a boat. It was awesome. I got this.
They were going somewhere with Pete.
Were they?
It was a boat show that circled Manhattan.
Were they serving drinks on Carnival Cruise Line?
They headlined.
They were. Oh, I was gonna say they were both playing blackjack with each other.
Did they play the one? Was everyone like play it?
No, they didn't play it. But I got to sing the Three Little Pigs song into Mike with the guy.
The bear went over the mountain.
Awesome.
All right, so that was the question of the week. If anyone wants to join in on the new question of the week, that's the goal. The goal is to get people to join in and not just hear ours. But if you just like hearing ours, that's fine too. Sign in and just listen to us. The new question of the week is, now there are games out there that never got franchises. There are games out there who got too many sequels.
Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed, which Assassin's Creed, by the way, is stepping back. They said that maybe yearly instead of, what is it, every 2 months at this point?
No, it's yearly now.
No, it's not.
Absolutely.
It's every 6 months.
It's not every 6 months.
It's bi-monthly.
They said they're stepping back, regardless.
Good.
Regardless, they're stepping back and
the ice is going to fucking melt.
Yeah, things are overheating.
Wasn't made to get this hot.
It gave people cancer, man. The people around it, with checking the guy in it, cancer. All cancer.
Abstergo is just...
Anyway, the question of the week is, what game would you like to get a second look? What game, it can never have had a sequel before. What game would you like that was a one-shot to get a sequel?
Assassin's Creed 3, man. Just, I need some more Connor in my life.
No, I told you, you can't have a sequel. It can't be a sequel. It's got to be a one-shot game that never got a sequel, never got some love.
No, that's what I'm saying. Assassin's Creed 3.
Oh, all right.
Ezio got like 9 sequels.
Yeah. I get you. I guess they count as regular games.
Black Flag 2.
And Black Flag 2 would be nice. I already have mine in mind, I think.
No, the game ends quite definitively.
And I was just joking. I don't really want to see any more Connor.
No. All right, so I'll ask that on Facebook. If anyone wants to get in contact with us, we are VG Times 3 Radio on Facebook and VG Times 3 Radio, VGX3 Radio on Twitter. As well as the new SoundCloud with RL Phoenix Esquire.
And Phoenix spelled like Marcus?
F-E-N-I-X, as I spell it. You'll probably see it all over.
Not like a Jean Grey Phoenix, like a Marcus Phoenix.
Exactly. So from us to you guys, we had fun tonight. Thanks for playing.